Yeah.
Joined in studio by associate producer Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Wendy, would you mind if I got from you a quick, because it's been a hot second, so you've joined us, a quick bowel movement update.
Oh,
have they been? Have they been good?
Okay. Yeah, I have been taking fiber chews regularly.
Good.
So they're more frequent now.
Excellent. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Feeling good.
Huh?
Appreciate you asking, actually.
Sometimes I care about my friend's health.
Yeah,
that's all.
Appreciate that.
When you don't go for, I think it was a year and a half, and eventually you get to.
Yeah, a year and a half. You're correct.
How long was it?
It was 5 days.
Ooh,
that's not healthy.
That's not good
at
all.
It was painful, too. It felt like a brick in my stomach.
Did you eat a lot of cheese or something? Did you eat a lot of cheese?
I guess I do eat a lot of cheese. I don't know.
You gotta eat that fiber. You gotta get that fiber up in you.
Come on, you son of a...
Well, it's been a while since we've had a Wood Wendy with associate producer Wendy in studio.
Yeah.
And we've prepared some questions. And Mike introduces to a special guest from the show that has yet to introduce one.
Sure. This would be our intern, Zach Quinn.
Old money Zach.
What's up, Zach?
What's up, everybody?
Now, Mike had you come up with some. Maybe towards the end we'll let you get one or two in. Mike said they were good.
They're okay.
I wonder about Zach's hairstyle. You ever wonder about Zach's hairstyle? Is that just the way it is, or do you product it? Or
I just use water, actually, and then it just kind of goes like this. Water and stress, usually, just doing like that.
And that's it.
The day. Yeah.
What kind of stress, you said?
Yeah.
Stress.
What kind of stress,
do you have, Zach?
What kind of stress in your life?
Just a little
what
anxiety.
To do with that trust fund?
I don't know. It has to do about this right now. This is kind of interrogating, so.
You notice we don't blink.
What's
when
the daily, outside of here, what's the daily stressor for Zach?
Not too much during the summer. I don't know. Usually just school.
Do you know
school?
How much horse
school.
Feed costs?
Definitely school, because I worked 3 jobs in school.
God, this kid. Yeah. He's such an impressive individual.
Good for you.
And he does the humble. He's very good at working in the humble brag, too. Yeah. The way he does that. Kind of just floats it out there.
I built my own sailboat to race.
Well, you know, school's kind of stressful because I worked 3 jobs during school. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Great.
Well, I look forward to fighting you drunk one day. So you have yourself a Wood Wendy question. Would a starter end with this?
We'll
end with it?
We'll see.
Okay, so Scott, if you'd like to, kick it off.
Man, mine aren't good this week. I apologize.
Okay.
If Mike Anderson dies in a horrible accident while out on a corn safari.
I think he calls it stalking.
Don't jinx me, for God's sake.
Yeah, Mike dies in a horrific corn safari accident. Would you move over to his seat in the producer pit?
No.
No?
I couldn't do that, no. Mm-mm.
You're comfortable in
seat.
Your own area?
It's a strong seat.
Well,
heavily
like
farted in.
There would be a memorial put
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I would
area.
Be sad to sit there.
You would like to think that, Mike, but maybe if she would have said yes, then there won't be a memorial.
Oh, it'd be like that parent that refuses to acknowledge her kid's dead so they don't touch the room.
The bedroom.
Right. The bedroom
no
doesn't
one
move.
Goes okay. in Robert's
I'd probably
room.
Yell at people if they sat in Mike's chair, like, just to use the computer. I would not be okay with that.
Don't you touch that mouse. All right, Wendy.
Yeah.
Would you travel the world on the company's dime anywhere you'd like, but you couldn't wear shoes, only wet woolen socks for the entire journey?
No.
Wow.
I don't want to travel. That's not an interest of mine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard good things about Europe.
There's a whole big wide world out there,
big,
Wendy.
Big wide world.
Yeah, it's all over the news. Good.
For $1 billion,
whoa,
here we go.
That's a B, baby.
Would you let a Zika-infected mosquito bite you while you're pregnant?
No. I would not
$1 billion?
No, I would not trade the health of my unborn kid for $1 billion.
You get an abortion. Yeah.
You can buy it a new
house. Oh, my God, Mike.
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that an option?
No.
Then I might change my
answer.
That's
not part of my question.
No, okay. Full term. All right.
Jesus.
That kind of money.
Mike, you got one?
Would you drive 50 pounds of marijuana from here to New York if it meant you'd instantly be in perfect shape for the next 5 years? Perfect.
Am I getting
Eight
there
pack.
Safely and not...
I don't know.
You don't know. That's the gamble you're taking.
No, I don't need to be in perfect shape. That's good. I'm good.
You are in perfect shape.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
I tried to stay away from it, but here we go. We're going down the road for $5,000.
Going up.
$5,000. Would you have sex on stage at Uncensored 3?
I would have to...
For $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah, but I would have to ask the other person.
No, just would you?
Would I? Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Done.
There's our finale, finally!
No.
Uncensored's done.
Start,
Uncensored's
start,
off.
GoFundMe. Yes. Fire it up.
Yeah, oh, start the GoFundMe. That's a new thing. Just a funding site to get people to have sex with you.
Go F me.
Called GoFundMe. Oh, man, I tell you what, I think the complexion of Uncensored just changed.
Might oh, yeah.
Down. Yeah. Wendy.
Yes.
If you could experience 3 times as intense as an orgasm as you regularly do, yeah. 3 times wow. as intense from now yeah. on.
Super Jeez. Intense.
Disgusting.
Just do whatever you do. Mm-hmm. 3 times intense.
But
in exchange for knowing that simultaneously, as you do, somewhere, no matter where he is, your father has an equally intense one.
Oh, no.
You're just somewhere.
No, because that would constantly be on my head. Ew, no.
Okay.
For $500,000, would you let an insane surgeon...
An insane surgeon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not letting an insane surgeon do anything.
Yeah.
But right. go ahead. How much?
Would you $500,000, would you let an insane surgeon attach a small wing to your forehead? Keep in mind, the wing will flap unpredictably at any time.
Forever?
Yes.
No.
No. No. There's not even anything in exchange for it. You just, would you do it?
No, I'm not doing that.
Mike,
Wendy, would you wear white yoga pants with no underwear
oh.
each month when Aunt Flo comes around?
Jesus.
For an extra $50,000 a year to your annual salary.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
$50,000's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
I like the first type of salary Mike stumbled over.
Wendy, if the only way for your dog to stay alive would be for you to massage his doggy prostate every day,
yes.
would you do it?
Yep.
Oh, oh yeah. You said yours were bad. That was a great one. All right. Here we go. Okay. Wendy, would you eat whatever you wanted in whatever quantity you wanted to with no repercussions whatsoever to your health, but in exchange, you have to have 10 bowel movements a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life?
Oh,
10.
That's a good one.
You could eat whatever, whenever, in whatever quantity, does not affect your health, but you are having the
oh,
long stay.
I think I would say yes to that.
Yes, there you go. Me too. I love pasta.
For $300,000, would you allow people to ask you the same first question every time they see you? The question being, what's your middle name? Keep in mind, you have to change your middle name to I don't wipe.
I would answer questions with that. I don't wipe.
All right.
Disgusting.
Noted.
Oh, my God.
Wendy, would you fight Josh Spiegel until TKO or submission if the prize for winning was $20,000?
Yeah.
Done.
I'd do it for less.
Man, Uncensored's getting packed.
Wendy, if you could rid the... This is another Zika question. If you could rid the world of the Zika virus by subjecting yourself to the virus, and at any moment after that, completely without warning, you could drop dead, would you rid the world of the Zika virus?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
there awesome. We go. She's selfless. She's kind and selfless. All right. Wendy, financial one here. My final one's all I got. In exchange for making a steady, constant, six-figure salary at any job you ever so choose to have for the rest of your life, but you had to pay for everything moving forward with a check using a pen that was on the verge of dying. Everything. Soda, meal, clothes, everything with a pen. You're constantly doing this. Son of a bitch, just give me a second. Get the
yeah, I mean, I'd say yeah to that.
Okay.
For $25,000, would you eat a lollipop and then use the stick to impale your eye? Keep in mind you have a great health insurance plan.
No, I wouldn't do that.
For $25,000?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Wendy, would you rather have a super small male genitalia added to your crotch or your breasts removed?
Oh.
My breasts removed.
It's really small.
No. No, I'm not doing that.
It's real tiny.
I got one more.
Okay.
Wendy, if you could get bigger, amazing boobs, but it meant you would never be able to shave your crotch ever again, would you do it?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Zach.
And finally, Zach.
Zachary.
Bring the heat. Don't disappoint us.
All right, let's see. So, Wendy. Wendy, this is for forgiveness of past traffic tickets or charges.
Oh, God. Thanks, Zach.
When the next verdict in the Freddie Gray case comes down...
Oh, my God. Oh, can we get under the board now?
Would you go down to the courthouse dressed in makeshift riot gear and use a megaphone to loudly remind both protesters and passerby to just be cool about all this?
Forgiveness for all my tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'd rather go to court.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Okay. Oh, boy.
I have not clenched my sphincter like that.
I have my finger over the dump button.
Yeah, I definitely got nervous there.
Yeah, I you can see me duck behind the monitors. I just disappear.
Oh, it was topical and timely.
Nice. Thank you, Wendy. Yes. Thank you, Zach.